ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, my name is David Hobson. I'm a singer, performer, sometime composer, sometimes work with Colin Lane. And here's what I think I know. A mistake I learned a lot from is I was doing a performance of Puccini's La Bohème. It's about these bohemians, and the story is about a girl and a boy, basically. She dies at the end, and the boy gets very upset. Anyway, I'd done this performance. I was very raw, very green, just fell into opera. I was doing a country tour, and at the end of one of the performances where the girl dies, the soprano dies, I'm meant to cry and break down at the end of the opera. And at the end of one of my performances, I said to the conductor, who was Brian Stacey, and I said to Brian, "Oh, Brian, I think I really cheated the audience. You know, I just didn't feel it. It wasn't real. You know, the tears weren't real." And he literally slapped me across the face and says, "God, you're so full of yourself. You're so up yourself, Hobson." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's not your job to feel. You're your job to feel it and feel as though you're having the big emotional breakdown. You're meant to give the audience that feeling." So stop being so self-indulgent and think about the audience. And from that point on, I tried to be less self-indulgent and try to give it to the audience. And I guess that's a dictum for life as well. You know, it's not just about you. A small change or habit that changed my life is embracing my fear of flying. Oh my God. Really, truly, it still feels weird. You know, when you're up above there and you're kind of in the clouds and you look out and you think, am I really up here? Am I really up here flying? It's just incredible. And it never ceases to amaze me, flying. But anyway, at some stage in my 20s, I had this sudden extreme fear of it. And the thought of flying, well, it kept me earthbound, truth be known. And it was kind of almost career ending because I didn't want to fly. I'd let go of work because I thought, oh, I don't want to have to fly to Europe to do that gig, or I don't want to go on that holiday because I have to fly. So I thought, this is ridiculous. So I found this hypnotherapist, and he gave me a couple of little ideas and little mind tricks. And this kind of changed my life because it helped me to divert my attention away from the fear and embrace it. Something I'm really looking forward to is my next show with Colin Lane called In Tales. But apart from that, which is a fantastic show, but Sunday nights at home, my wife and I are now empty nesters. So we reserve Sunday night to have a meal, family meal with our kids. So we all come together on a Sunday night and reflect and connect and catch up. And for me, that's just really important because you just cannot believe how fast that time goes when the kids are home with you. Then all of a sudden they're leaving the nest. So Sunday night is a fantastic night to catch up with my kids. One thing I now know people often get wrong is they stay closed off. They don't stay curious. And I think that's really important. You know, be interested, not interesting. And I remember the mythologist, well, that, you know, the comparative mythologist and great philosopher, well, to me, he was a great philosopher, called Joseph Campbell. You know, he was the guy that inspired George Lucas to do the Star Wars thing. He wrote this thing called The Hero of a Thousand Faces. Anyway, he said a thing which I really like. He said, "Do you have a question? Say yes." Which just means, you got something to ask? Yeah, do it. Ask it. Stay curious. Stay open. You never know what's going to be there for you. The best advice I ever received, well, having just lost my mum, this is especially pertinent. She would always say, if you're feeling down and sorry for yourself, go and help someone else and you'll feel better. So she lived this mantra, and, you know, it probably kept her healthy up to her 95th birthday. And she was always busy, you know, I'd phone her and she would never be at home because she'd be always out doing things with or for other people. And I don't know, it just seemed to keep her buoyant, and that's the way she lived her life, and I'm hoping to kind of continue on with that.
Singer and composer David Hobson there. David's on tour with his creative partner Colin Lane. Their show In Tales is touring across Australia this year, 31 dates to go. Tomorrow they'll be in Goulburn, Saturday in Wollongong, and performing throughout regional New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria and Tasmania until September the 8th.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.